The E-Myth Revisited. Why most small businesses don't work and what to do about it. Author, Michael E. Gerber. Part 1, The Myth and American Small Business. The entrepreneurial myth, or E-Myth, means that small businesses are started by the entrepreneurs risking capital to make a profit, which is not true. It is the myth of the entrepreneur. Once the passion of the business owner fades, exhaustion becomes common and exhilaration rare. Then who does start small businesses? And why? In fact, small businesses are started by the technician, who does technical work for somebody else. One day, the technician is suddenly stricken with an entrepreneurial seizure. The technician has to start his own business. All technicians who go into business for themselves assume that if they understand the technical work of a business, they understand a business that does the technical work. And suddenly, the job he knew how to do so well becomes one job he knows how to do, plus a dozen others he doesn't know how to do at all. Because although the entrepreneurial seizure starts the business, it's the technician who goes to work. And suddenly, an entrepreneurial dream turns into a technician's nightmare. The entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. Everybody who goes into business is actually three people. In one, the entrepreneur who provides the vision, focusing on the future. The manager who supplies orders and systems, focusing on the past. And the technician who is the doer, living in the present. We all have an entrepreneur, a manager, and a technician side of us. And if they are equally balanced, we would be describing an incredibly competent individual. But the typical small business owner is only 10% entrepreneur, 20% manager, and 70% technician. Business growth phases. 1. Infancy. The technician's phase. During infancy, the technician does everything himself. 2. Adolescence. Getting some help. Adolescence begins at the point when you decide to get some help. 3. Maturity and the entrepreneurial perspective. Reaching maturity, you've gone through infancy and adolescence, but with a different entrepreneurial perspective that is concerned with how the business works, how the business will generate profits, where the business is headed in the future, how the business operates as a total entity, the vision of the future of the business. Part 2. The Turnkey Revolution. A New View of Business. There's a revolution going on today in American small business. I call it the turnkey revolution. Not only is it changing the way we do business in this country and throughout the world, but it's changing who goes into business, how they do it, and the likelihood of their survival. At the heart of the turnkey revolution is a way of doing business that has the power to dramatically transform any business from chaos to a condition of order, excitement, and continuous growth. The franchise prototype. The best model for building a successful business is to view it as the prototype which a large number of franchise or turnkey operations will later duplicate. It's important to create a system-dependent business, not a people-dependent business. In the franchise prototype, the system runs the business and the people run the system. The system integrates all the elements required to make a business work. You have to follow these rules if you are to create a successful prototype model. Rule number 1. The model has to provide a consistent value to customers, employees, suppliers, and lenders, beyond what they expect. Rule number 2. The model will be operated by people with the lowest possible level of skill. Because if your model depends on highly skilled people, it's going to be impossible to replicate. Rule number 3. The model will stand out as a place of impeccable order. It must have a system for everything so that customers, employees, managers, and owners all know what's going on. All the work in the model has to be documented in operations manuals. Documentation provides people with the structure they need and with a written account of how to get the job done in the most efficient and effective way possible. Rule number 5. The model will provide a uniformly predictable service to the customer. Rule number 6. The model will utilize a uniform color, dress, and facilities code. Marketing studies tell us that all consumers are moved back by the colors and shapes they find in the marketplace. Part 3. Building a small business that works. Building the prototype of your business is a continuous process, a business development process. Its foundation is three distinct yet thoroughly integrated activities through which your business can pursue its natural evolution. They are innovation, quantification, and orchestration. Innovation. The franchise revolution brought into attention that it is not the commodity that demands innovation, but the process by which it is sold. It continually possesses the question, what is standing in the way of my customer getting what he wants from my business? Quantification. To be effective, all innovations need to be quantified. Quantification refers to the numbers related to the impact innovation makes. You should record everything in numbers. Eventually, you and your people would think of your entire business in terms of numbers. Orchestration. Once you innovate the process and quantify its impact on your business, it's time to orchestrate the whole thing. Orchestration is the elimination of discretion or choice at the operating level of your business. Without orchestration, nothing can be planned and nothing anticipated by you or your customer. The need for orchestration is based on the absolutely quantifiable certainty that people will only do the one thing predictable, be unpredictable, your business development program. It is a step-by-step process composed of 7 distinct steps. 1. Your primary aim. Your business plays a significantly important role in your life. But before you can determine what the role will be, you must ask yourself these questions. What do I value most? What kind of life do I want? What do I want my life to look like? Who do I wish to be? Your primary aim is to answer all these questions. 2. Your strategic objective. Your strategic objective is a very clear statement of what your business has to ultimately do for you to achieve your primary aim. 3. Your organizational strategy. The organizational development reflected in the organization chart can have a more profound impact on a small company than any other single business development step. When a company organizes around personalities rather than around functions, that is, around people rather than accountability or responsibility, the result is almost always chaos. 4. Your management strategy. A management system is a system designed into your prototype to produce marketing results. And the more automatic the system is, the more effective your franchise prototype will be. 5. Your people strategy. You should take your employees seriously and make sure that everyone who comes to work understands the idea behind the work they're being asked to do. 6. Your marketing strategy. Buying decisions are never made rationally. They're always made irrationally, or based on emotions. In that regard, most business decisions are made instantaneously and without any effort on the part of the customer. Demographics and psychographics are the 2 essential pillars supporting a successful marketing program. If you know who your customer is, the demographics, you can then determine why he buys, the psychographics. 7. Your system strategy. There are 3 kinds of systems in your business: hard systems, soft systems, and information systems. Inventory controls and sales activity summary reports are all information systems. The innovation, quantification, orchestration, and integration of all 3 kinds of systems in your business are what your business development program is all about. It is absolutely essential that you begin to think of your business as a fully integrated system. That's your primary and strategic objective, your organizational strategy, your management strategy, your people strategy, your marketing strategy, and your systems strategy are totally independent, rather than independent of one another. The success of your business development program totally depends on your appreciation of that integration. Your prototype is that integration.